What's up, folks? This is Braylon DeLauro with Sports Noise Podcast, and today it is June 19th. It is a Wednesday, and it is very sad. It's been a very sad couple of days for me. Most of y'all, if y'all follow the NBA, know who won the NBA Finals, and it was not the Mavericks. The Celtics beat out the Mavs in 5, and just, they were a better team. If you look at it on paper, they were a better team. It was a better matchup for them. And it's, I mean, Luka's first NBA Finals, and we all know he's going to be back here at some point in his career. I would say next year, but it usually does not happen like that. So, I've switched phases. I am now in the baseball, football stage of the year. I'm wearing neon and purple Ranger hat, representing the best team in baseball. My favorite team in baseball. Not the best team in baseball. They're not close to the best team in baseball. Honestly, they're doing pretty... they're not doing too good this year. Even though, yes, they did win the World Series in 2023. So, Rangers and Eagles. So, this is the last podcast of basketball for a little bit. I mean, like, that's dedicated. This is going to be hockey, basketball, baseball. And then, okay, so after we get basketball out of the way, I'll still talk about it maybe a little bit, but we have football episodes coming up soon, and that is going to be fun. I'm so excited for that. And so, starting off, this is what happened yesterday, Tuesday, June 18th, in the MLB. We had a Cardinals versus Marlins. This was yesterday, with a score of 8-9 in favor of the Marlins. And then Pirates versus the Reds. Reds ended up winning that. Paul Skenes is an absolute dog. I mean, he's throwing 101 four seams, splinkers, insane, two seam. Just coming out of LSU, a very good pitcher. And been dominant in the major leagues. Looks like nothing to him. So I want to see more Paul Skenes. I want to see how long he can. He's gonna be a Cy Young winner. I predict he will be a Cy Young winner. Probably not this year, but in years to come. Mariners Guardians. Unfortunately, the Mariners beat the Guardians 8-5. Padres-Phillies, let me get through this a little faster. Padres-Phillies, Phillies won 4-3. Diamondbacks-Nationals, Diamondbacks won that 5-0. And then Baltimore played the Yankees, and Orioles lost 2-4. Let's see. Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 4-3. Tigers lost to the Braves 2-1. Rays lost to the Twins 7-6. If y'all follow this baseball, people have been saying Tyler Glasnow is almost up for like Cy Young, which I don't know. I mean, he's really been great for LA, but Cy Young's supposed to be the best pitcher in that league. And, I mean, maybe I just, and of course Shohei is not pitching this year. I just don't see Tyler Glasnow winning. And, I mean, just, I don't know. I haven't really watched enough of Tyler Glasnow this year to actually predict that, so that was probably a very bad prediction by me. But just, so weird hearing Tyler Glass now might win Cy Young in the NL because, I mean, he's a little bit older and he just doesn't, I don't feel like, I don't know. Giants lost to the Cubs 2-5. Wyatt Langford hit his first home run of the 2024 season. Very fluky. He's been hurt for a little bit, but he's come back in a couple games, and he hit his first home run. They did lose. I'm telling you, the Rangers, something happened. Thank goodness we won the World Series because we stink this year. Even we do have a lot of injuries. Max Scherzer's not here. DeGrom is supposed to come back in, like, I think late September, early October. But Young's hurt. And that's kind of, I mean, Josh Smith has been so good. He's been one of our better bats. Our offense has been very bad. When on paper, we look like one of the best offenses in Major League Baseball. We have Corey Seager, Marcus Semien. I mean, Lowe cannot hit against lefties. He's getting substituted, pinch hit, which for your starting first baseman, you gotta hit lefties. I know he's a left-handed batter, but almost everybody in the MLB that's lefty does it. Well, take that back. A lot of lefties struggle with left-handed pitching. Some righties struggle with right-handed pitching. And then let's see. So Mets beat the Rangers 7-6. Astros lost to the White Sox 2-0. Dodgers, Rockies. I thought that said 51 for a second. I was about to lose my mind. 11-9 in favor of the Dodgers. Angels lost to the Brewers 6-3. And last, Athletics beat the Royals 7-5. And if we look at the standings here, in the American League East, it goes Yankees, Orioles, Red Sox, Blue Jays, Rays. And the Yankees are scary. I think Aaron Judge, I think he's hurt. Juan Soto has been, or maybe he's not. Juan Soto has been outstanding. Nestor Cortez, been good. Garrett Cole. This Yankees team, one of my favorites to win the World Series. Now, I don't want to be a favor of the Yankees because, I mean, I don't usually like the Yankees, but it just seems so good. And, you know, the Orioles have to be so mad having a record of 47-25 right now in being in second place in their division. Because they're right now they're a wild card team. And then we have in the American League Central, Guardians, Twins, Royals, Tigers, White Sox. The White Sox, I think, are worse than the A's. White Sox, have y'all seen, we have, so the A's officially are moving to Las Vegas. I think, it's definitely not this year, but it's either next year. They're having trouble, like, finding a stadium or trying to build a new one because it's just so, like, packed in L.A. or LV. And then American League West, the Astros are ahead of the Rangers. Now the Rangers are in third place. That's two fingers. Third place. We have Mariners, Astros, Rangers, Angels, A's. Okay. White Sox are worse. White Sox are 20-54. A's are 27-48. So, I think, is that the worst team in the MLB? Are the White Sox the worst? I mean, they've been absolute dog water this year. But, so Mariners are 44-31. Astros are 33-40. Same for the Rangers, 33-40. Angels are 29-44. And then 27-48 for the A's. And now, we'll go to the National League. But, so let's see. Right now, the playoffs would look like what? So it'd be Yankees in the playoffs. I think, who's the best record in the in the American League. Okay, so it is the Yankees. So Yankees would be in, Guardians would be in, and then Mariners would be in for sure. And then the wild card teams would be what? It would be Okay, it'd be Orioles and then the Twins. Yeah, Orioles, Twins, and who? Because there's... It'd be Yankees, Guardians, Mariners, Orioles, Twins. Is that five? Yeah. Okay. So, right now, if the season ended today, Mariners, Guardians, Yankees are for sure in the playoffs, with Yankees being the number one seed. So, that's how the standings are looking like in the AL. And then, National League East, Phillies, Braves, Mets, Nationals, Marlins. Phillies just pounding the NL. The National League Central, Brewers, Cardinals, Reds, Pirates, Cubs. And the National League West, Dodgers, Diamondbacks, Giants, Padres, Rockies. So, Dodgers, Brewers, Phillies. So, who has the best record? The best record goes to the Philadelphia Phillies. And talking about Philadelphia teams, the Eagles, I cannot wait. We have, how many more Sundays do we have? We have, I know it starts in September, but it's going to be a fun one. I saw this one guy on, I don't know what he was on, but he predicted Cowboys would be 11-7 and the Philadelphia Eagles would be 10-8, which I don't agree with that statement at all. So the first game is the Green Bay Packers. So is that right? I'm pretty sure the Eagles start off against Green Bay. Jordan Love, Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones is not a Packer anymore. Eagles week one. And then we'll look at the rest of the NFL. Okay, yep. Packers-Eagles is week one. And we'll look at the NFL schedule. Who do the Cowboys play? The Cowboys, let's see. Okay. Preseason. We don't care about preseason. Nobody likes preseason. All right, week 1 of 18, we have Ravens Chiefs is it that Monday night game that they always start on? Is it that Monday night game? Okay, so there's a Monday night game, then the Thursday night game is Eagles Packers, and then Sunday we have Oh wait, no, that can't be right. The Ravens Chiefs, they don't play on a Wednesday. September 5th. Alright, I'm just saying, this is the... Okay, Ravens play the Chiefs, Packers, Eagles, Panthers play the Saints, Vikings versus Giants, Patriots versus Bengals, Steelers versus Falcons, Texans versus Colts, Cardinals versus Bills, Titans versus Bears, Jaguars versus Dolphins, Denver versus Seattle, Raiders versus Chargers, Cowboys versus Browns. Oh, Matthew Stafford and the Lions bashing again. The Rams, Lions, Commanders, Bucks, and Jets, 49ers. So, this is what we'll do. What's the most popular team in the NFL? Is it Dallas, New England, KC? Okay. We'll do a whole entire segment next week on every, like, the whole schedule, and I'll give my predictions on, like, who's gonna win, or what each record for each NFL team. That'll be in next episode. I'm excited for that one. That sounds like so much fun. And then, I'll say this now. Eagles are going to be better than 10-8, and our Cowboys, are they going to be 11-7? Now, I am an Eagles fan, and I absolutely hate the Cowboys. They disgust me. My prediction for the Cowboys, I'm not going to say it right now. I'll save that for the next episode, but next episode is episode 14. That'll be hopefully tomorrow. I don't know, though. What is tomorrow? Thursday? Okay, yeah. Either tomorrow or Friday will be the next episode. So June 20th or June 21st, just look out. I'll leave a link in the description, and then what I'll ask or what I'll talk about. So before each episode, just go look in the description. There will be a link, and then it'll see before you click on the video. Just look at what I'm talking about, and it'll be in the title. The title describe what I'm talking about, but if you want to see any more. But yeah, next, this is the last episode of me talking about, and of course I'll still, like, if there's any trades, free agents, rumors, I'll still talk about that a little in these episodes, these upcoming episodes, but not as much as I have been. So forgot, NHL, at least one team didn't get destroyed in the game 5. Oilers, it's now 3-2. Oilers beat the Panthers of a score to 3-4. Oilers 4, Panthers 3. And it's going back to Edmonton. So, going back to Canada. And Panthers, so if the Oilers win this next game, so if the Oilers, of course, if they lose any more, they're done. But if they win, it goes to a game 7. And has a sweep ever been completed in the NHL? I don't know. Hold on, let me look that up real quick. Done in the NHL. I know it has not been done in the NBA. Okay, let's see. Oh, I put it in wrong. I'll do it later. Next episode. I don't want to keep y'all waiting. This is getting very boring. But yes, next episode will be an absolute banger. Episode 14. I'll do it tomorrow. Okay, June 20th. I'll try. It's going to be today or tomorrow. Tomorrow or the next day, June 21st, June 20th, whichever one, just look out. And who, I've been wanting y'all to comment this, who is the better point guard? Is it Shai Gilgeous-Alexander or is it Ja Morant? Who do y'all want if y'all are building a franchise around these two, around one of these players, and you have the first pick, are you choosing Shai or are you choosing Ja? Me personally, I'm choosing Shai. I'm choosing Shai. He can take over games more than Ja can. He's not as flashy. Now, he's pretty flashy, but not as Ja. Not as much as Ja. If you're looking for the highlight reels, Ja's the guy to go with. But if you're looking for just consistent shot making, good games, always going to be there, I'm picking Shai. No question. I think it's a pretty easy debate. But then is this hat a W or an L? I got it at the Ranger game. It was Rangers versus Tigers. They did end up losing that one. That was the second game of the 3-game series. But I'm going to wrap this one up. And so, things to watch out for. Oilers go to a game 7 in Florida. Or where's the Florida Panthers located? Where are they located? Because Florida Panthers located, because the Marlins used to be called Florida Marlins, and they switched to Miami. So, I mean, it might be Miami. In Sunrise, Florida. The town just... Okay. Okay, if it's west of Fort Lauderdale. Alright, I'm going to wrap this one up. It has been 20 minutes and 20 seconds. And I'll see y'all for episode 14. This is Braylon Dora with Sports Noise Podcast. See y'all for the next one. I'll see y'all later. Peace.